And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against. And the sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and as a widow till she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Church celebrates on February 2nd the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. This is the fourth joyful mystery of the Rosary, when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple and present him to the Lord. This brings us back to the very wonderful mystery of Christmas, the coming of the Lord Jesus. Here is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who is all-powerful and all-knowing, and who will save us from sin, death, and from the devil. And he is a little, little child, being held in the arms of his Immaculate Mother Mary. In this Feast of the Presentation, we see Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as Scripture says. But this is quite ironic, because Jesus, from the first moment of his conception, is already one with God. He is, as we say in the Creed, consubstantial with the Father. What the Father is, the Son is as well. He is God. Jesus is divine. From the first moment of his conception, his humanity is united perfectly to his divinity. And so he was never away from the Lord. So we wonder, why did they bring him to the temple to present him to the Lord when he was always one with God? Well, Mary and Joseph did this, and therefore it is important. We can discern that it is meant for us. First, as an example, think of the Holy Family. They are poor. Their provisions for the future are very limited, perhaps even non-existent. They don't know what's going to happen to them tomorrow or the day after or in the coming weeks and months and years. Yet they make tremendous effort to carry out religious actions. They make the journey to the temple. You know, sometimes today people are only concerned with what is practical and what is beneficial immediately. They only want to do things that give them some immediate tangible benefit in the present moment. And for such individuals, religion becomes a waste of time. Praying is seen to be a waste of time. Going to Mass, a waste of time. But the Holy Family teaches us we should keep up our efforts at seeking the Lord. When we do this, we are living the most important priority correctly. If we get our relationship to God and set that as our number one priority, then our lives are on the right track. Yes, we may still have the cross in our life, but at least we are moving on the right path. By going to Mass, praying the Rosary each day, taking time to read the Scriptures, by opening our hearts to the love of Christ, then we are living like the Holy Family. We're following their example. we are getting the number one priority for human life set in our life. The other thing is that Mary and Joseph present Jesus not only really to the Lord, but really to us and to the world. Think about the person Simeon and Anna. They encountered Christ because Mary and Joseph presented Christ to them. If Mary and Joseph had not brought Jesus there, Simeon and Anna never would have encountered the Lord Jesus. So we should accept this awesome gift from Our Lady and from Saint Joseph, Jesus Christ. We should let Christ be our light. Every one of us at some point in our life's journey will experience trials and difficulties and temptations. When the way ahead is difficult or even confusing, overwhelming, we must let the Lord Jesus be our light, and listening to His word, trusting in Him. And also let His friends, that is the saints, Our Lady, and holy people, be lights for us. Simeon, in this regard, is a good role model for us. Upon seeing Jesus, he feels in his heart that his life is now complete. The lesson he gives us is simple. Jesus and everything that Jesus brings, his grace, his truth, his saints, and his church, Jesus must be our greatest treasure, our constant reference point. We don't have to search the world over to find peace of heart, to find the meaning of life and our purpose, to find truth and light. We just have to seek Jesus Christ and follow Him. Simeon teaches us that in Christ do we find real fulfillment for our lives. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our light. Let us strive on to live in His light. In this way, our lives will become small lights for others, helping them to walk on the path of Jesus.